Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here we go. You know, maybe I should save the fancy open for that one now that we have the schedule.
Hey, that's fine. You're off next week, though. Are you going to be, what are you doing? Are you calling in next Thursday?
I'm going to bring this equipment with me wherever I am, whether I'm home or abroad. I'm not going to be abroad.
You're not going to be abroad, right?
No. And I'll be ready Friday morning because the schedule comes out Thursday night, right? Thursday night.
Wednesday night. It's Wednesday the 12th,
Wednesday
so Thursday
eight.
Is.
All right, well, Thursday. I will sit right down where I'm sitting right here, and I'll come on for Howard Picks the Bills once we have the schedule. But in the meantime, I'm going to use the Wheel of Names and pull up a random schedule.
The Wheel of Names.
Yeah, and we're going to get to it. So let's do it. Post-draft Howard Picks the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. You're doing what?
They're the best team in football right now.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
yeah.
time. All right.
Allen looks to his left, fires left side. To the end zone. Stephon Diggs makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That's why we do it. Howard has so much fun.
Yeah, that's why you do it. It's not why we do it. We would include three of us. There's only two of us in that discussion.
Yeah.
You and the guy with the bleep bleep smile behind the window over there.
What? Who, me?
The bleep eaten smile.
No.
All right, here we go. Howard picks the Bills. Every one of these games has changed because now these teams, we have a better idea of what they look like. And that's exciting. So let's have Howard pick the Bills here. First up, Bills, Steelers, home.
Okay, so Steelers hope they got a running game to help out their quarterback. While I like the pick of Najee Harris, I'm still not sold on the Steelers' offense. The Steelers will finish third in their division and miss the playoffs entirely. So I will take the Bills to win that game.
Don't like the Najee Harris pick, huh?
No, I like him. I just don't think it's enough to swing a season around.
Is the Steelers game in prime time, by the way?
It is.
Probably is.
You think it is, huh?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Steelers,
I'm going to go no.
Monday Night Football to open the season.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? That's what you have if you do that is Thursday night's the Bucs. I think Sunday night the Chiefs get somebody, maybe the Packers.
Packers, if Rodgers is still there.
Who knows? And then the Bills and Steelers would represent two stud AFC teams from last year. Granted, Pittsburgh fell apart late. But, you know, the Bills on Monday Night Football to open the season, I'm telling you, I think it's a good idea. Pittsburgh, Monday night. You got to win. Brayton, you're keeping track here, right?
That I am.
Okay.
Only 16 to go. This is you're right. This is a lot of fun.
All right. I'm spinning the wheel of names for the, you know.
There's a little drama. A little drama here. First, obviously, it was a silent wheel in the first game.
Week two, Bills at Dolphins.
The Dolphins, I do like, you know, the top two picks they made in the draft. They've played around with their defense a little bit in free agency, moved out some guys that were there for only 1 year. I do think adding Fuller and Waddle will help Tua Tagovailoa. I will say, where is this game? This is in Miami. I will say Miami wins this game, Mr. White and Mr. Wilson. I will take Miami here. I think they're going to be better. What? What are you doing? What? What are you doing? Did I lose my hearing all of a sudden? Are we off the air?
I mean, week two? You're buzz killing in week two?
Oh, you haven't heard anything about buzzkill yet.
Wow.
Just wait. You should close out the Twitter feed and the text line when you get a chance.
I mean, I'm just, okay, all right. All right.
Hey, I'm not here to make people happy. I'm here to pick the Bills.
Not here to make friends.
Right. Well, that's I'm doing
Bills
a good
lose
job
to the
that.
Dolphins. All right, yeah. Let's see if they can bounce back. Home Atlanta.
So I said this game gave me pause, which it wouldn't. You might not say, like, what are you doing, Howard? You know, Matt Ryan's still a good quarterback, and I do like the addition of Pitts. Even if they, whether Julio Jones is there or not, I still think it's a pretty good offense, but I still, you know, they gave up a ton of points last year. I'm not sure how much better they'll be on that side of the ball, so I will have that as a win for the Bills, please.
Win over Atlanta. Home again, New England.
New England's better. I think their defense will be better than it was last year. I think their offense has to be better than it was last year. Will it be good enough to come in here and outscore the Bills if need be? No, it will not. No matter whether it's Cam Newton or Mac Jones, they will not be able to match points with the Bills. This will not be like last year's home game with New England. It'll be more open, more points, and the Bills will win because they have the better offense.
Win. Next up, we've got five games in week six at Tampa, Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football. All right, I'm going to go with the Jeremy White philosophy. I will pick Tampa.
Never betting against Brady?
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. I'm just going to pick him to win this game. So I'll say Brady and Tampa wins. They'll still be really good. They're still obviously a Super Bowl contender. They did a good job of bringing their own band back. So I would still take Tampa to win that game.
Back home for Washington.
Already got the tweet. Lost to Miami. Start over. No, we can't start over. Please, don't make me do this twice.
Start over is a great tweet. Do like it that? Again.
You failed. No fruit cup.
Herb Brooks coming in saying, again, again, until they beat Miami.
Mike Ruzioni, United States of America. What are we doing? Washington? That's a win. I'll speed the process up here. Sorry.
Bills, home, Indy, Thursday Night Football. Short week, Colts.
So here's my thought on this game. Carson Wentz has a bounce-back year with Frank Reich. He's playing behind a much better offensive line, although they have to figure out their left tackle situation. They have a good running game to help him out. There's a rumor today, there's some speculation, the Eagles are about to cut Zach Ertz, and he would go to Indy to be reunited with Wentz and Reich. Got a good D, added Quiddy Pay. They're going to win the South Division. Colts win that game.
Colts beat the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Wow. The way this
I can't wait for the person who tweeted start over to now tweet again at me.
This schedule randomizer, by the way, has the Bills home in six of their first eight games. So, I mean, that's exciting. Nice. And then home again. Yeah. Miami game. At home looking for revenge after the week two loss.
And they get it. They will beat Miami at home.
Okay. At Jacksonville.
Fun game to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing both Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, but let's face it, the Jags I don't think will be that much improved this season, and so I'd take the Bills to win this game. I don't see them losing to the Jags at any point this season. I will not flip that.
The second New England matchup appears. At New England, this is a 4:25 start. The big prime window game, Bills-Patriots.
Bills get screwed by a bad penalty call. Patriots win the game.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's throw a bye week in here somewhere.
I just spun it, and the bye week came up. So
really? The bye week? Does that impact my picks?
It doesn't. Return really... from the bye week uh-huh. with...
So they're rested.
Monday Night Football at Tennessee.
Well, you know how I feel about Tennessee. I think they'll take a step back this year. So I'm feeling good about that game. I really am. I think that'll be a Bills win. Yes, I'll take that, please.
Win over Tennessee. The Bills have been on Monday twice, Sunday.
That's a lot of night games, yeah.
And Thursday already.
You're killing my
home
schedule.
Home Houston.
Yeah, they're not losing to the Texans at home. Tyrod, David Mills, whoever the quarterback, it's not going to be Deshaun Watson, so they're not losing to Houston.
Home Jets.
see my comment about not losing to Houston. They won't lose to the Jets.
Okay. Four games remain.
I wonder if the Jets. Well, go ahead. We're late already. Go ahead.
At New Orleans. Late window, 4 o'clock.
Intriguing game. I do think this is a difficult game, one of the tougher games on the schedule. I think Winston will have a good year for the Saints, and their offense will be dangerous. But I will give the Bills a slight edge. I think this will be a really entertaining football game. It'll be a high-scoring game. I'll give the Bills a slight edge here.
At Kansas City, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I don't, you know, if there was a, For the people who talked about, hey, you know what Tampa did to them? Well, if you are going to put a lot of stock in that, apparently Kansas City saw that game too, because they traded for Orlando Brown. They gave a Brinks truck to Joe Tooney. They just spent, a second or third round pick on a center. They have overhauled their offensive line. If that was the perceived weakness, then they have gone out of their way to strengthen that, and I will take Kansas City to win.
Home Carolina.
You're not losing to Sam Darnold at home. Go ahead, take a win there.
Not that late in the season. And then I think the only one I have left is at the Jets to close the season.
Sweeping the Jets. Yeah, sweeping the Jets. I don't think we had them yet.
Brayton?
That is a 12-5 schedule, if
I'm
counting correctly.
I'm just going to leave. Can I leave now?
I mean, you know what? I might advise it.
12-5.
Oh, man, I'm uncomfortable. I'm not.
I made you feel uncomfortable?
I just know what's coming for you.
Do I need someone to start my car for me today after the show?
The draft, you had him losing two more games since pre-draft.
My refrigerator broke this week. I'm in a really bad spot.
Excuse me, now we're in a Howard Simon Picks the Bills postgame show.
Mr. Simon, no questions.
In the pregame, you said that nobody's draft changed your mind. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Good sir. It appears you've added two losses.
There you are, twisting the facts again. You took my comments out of context. I never said what you said. It's that's you just twisting the story the way you want to portray it, media member. I told you, my fridge broke. I'm in a really bad place this week. Have you ever had your fridge break on you?
I thought I could butter you up with news that the 62 Mets are about to be off the hook.
Yeah, that was that really made a big difference. Yeah, and I feel thanks for bringing up the 62 Mets. So, look. We have an open segment next. Maybe I'll just do, like, your tweet bag. Should I just read tweets in the next segment?
Sure.
And, you know, I'll be mindful of language and things we're not allowed to say on the air.
I mean, 12-5 is still going to – what's the divisional record?
They think they'll win the division.
Yeah, 12-5. 5-1 in the division. They swept New England and the Jets, right?
No, they're 4-2 in the division. Yeah.
That could get tougher. I mean, you're playing a first-place schedule, and especially New England, gets a third-place schedule.
All right, let's go. Bring it, everybody. There's one tweet that's pretty funny, so let's see if you can top that. Dell, have not heard from you yet, so I look forward to...
Honestly, I mean, Dell's probably just looking out the window and thinking, what?
He's already got the design for Howard's an Idiot shirt, so he's probably printing it as we speak. Yeah, this will be fun. Okay, there we go.
This is where we say some men just want to watch the world burn, right? This is what this is. You're the Joker all of a sudden?
I can guarantee a first-round ouster in the train wreck bracket next year at this point, right? I mean, I'm not even sure I'm making the field. If I am, I am, like, not going to get any votes next year. It's all part of the fun. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 WGR.